Apologize for the technical difficulties. We're going to make this meeting happen. Bear with us if we run into further problems. It's a light meeting. We should get through it quickly. The mayor is not here. I will be chairing this meeting. Trustee McDermott is in the building along with two trustees on the Zoom meeting. We have a presentation which we'll put towards the item number one. We'll go towards the end of the meeting and we'll get started with item number two. Can I get an approval of minutes? Motion.
So moved.
Motion's been made by Trustee McDermott. Do I have a second? Trustee Ribeiro, Trustee Brooks. Second. I have a second from Trustee Brooks. Any discussion on the matter? Trustee McDermott, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks, how do you vote?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Kennan's an aye. Approval of minutes passes. Item number three, administrative matters. A, legal opinion on the new state bill called presumptive cancer bill regarding firefighters. I believe our attorney Crumbie, are you with us?
I am.
If you could give us a quick, brief synopsis of this matter, I think we can move on.
Will do, Trustee Kennan. Thank you. So last we were together, the mayor had asked our office to do some research to determine whether or not a retiree who elected an age retirement to a pension to change or switch that election to a disability retirement, given that he has been retired now for several years. We did do some research. It turns out that the fund already has a policy to cover this situation. That policy was adopted in 1999. And in fact, around that time, there was a retiree that was 8 years out from retirement and was allowed to apply for a disability retirement based on an injury that he's shown to have happened, to have occurred on the job. And so that situation is very much like this situation. And in that situation, like this one, the retiree should be allowed to make the election or application for disability retirement. And his burden will be to show that the injury or exposure to the injury occurred on the job. That's not an issue for the board. That's an issue for the doctors that the retiree will have to overcome. So the policy does exist, and my understanding is that the current retiree will make application, if he hasn't already, with Leanna for a disability retirement.
Great. Thank you. Attorney Crumbie, I want to thank you for all your work on the matter. I've worked with you and Administrator Leanna Ambersley on this, and I appreciate all the hard work you put into it and enlightening us on the 1999 practice that's in place already. So with that, I'd like to move on to item 3B, an update for RFP for medical consultant. Leanna?
Yes. Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Leanna. At our last meeting, you know, we explained that there had been no hits during the RFP process. I had my staff reach out multiple avenues to specific companies, reach out to other municipalities asking, you know, perhaps who they use as medical consultant. As an update, we did have two Zoom calls with two potential companies who had seemed interested. And we told them to submit a proposal to us prior to the July meeting so that that can be presented to the trustees there. And then the trustees can, you know, possibly decide if they'd want to hold a special meeting to actually speak to the companies. Our current medical consultant also is in the process of working on a proposal to submit to me as well. So the update at this point is there might be a couple potentials for the July meeting.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Items 3C, review and vote on 2022-23 annual report. Leanna, once again.
Yes, this is done annually. The actuary compiles it. It was shared with you all via email, and it was also sent to the attorneys to review the information. So what was sent to you was the finalized version. If you see no issues with it, it does need to have a vote made by the trustees to pass it. And then from there, I have it posted to our website and sent to the Board of Alders as well.
Members, trustees, any discussion on this matter? Has everybody had an opportunity to review the entire report?
Good afternoon. Good morning. This is Trustee Ribeiro.
Good morning.
Right. No, I have not. But I won't delay the process unless we can get highlights if there's any changes. And I'm about to switch devices also. Okay. Bye.
I'll ask for a little more time with this. I got a chance to glance it over, but not to the extent in which I'd like to look at it. If we could just put this off until next month.
Yeah, that's not a problem. If you guys want to just continue it, we'll have it on the July agenda.
Okay,
Yeah, thank you. It shouldn't take that long in the next month's meeting.
Okay, so we're going to table this matter till next month. Leanna, is that okay with you?
Yep, that's totally fine.
No vote needed on that to table it.
We to take I don't really know the differences. I think to
No
continue,
votes
you
to
don't need a
table.
vote. Maybe to table we do, but so
Okay,
do you
my
want to
understanding
continue?
is to continue it. We do not
Yeah,
need a vote, but to
correct.
table it, we would. So let's just continue it till next month.
Okay.
Give the trustees enough time to review.
Sounds good.
It's somewhat extensive. Most of our members. So we'll continue with that next month. All right, moving on. Item number four, age annuity retirement, informational only. Joseph Aurora from New Haven Police Department. I'd like to acknowledge his 22 years of service and thank him for his service to the city of New Haven. Philip Gauvin, New Haven Fire Department. I'd like to acknowledge him and Daniel DeBerry for their 29, almost 30 years of service to the fire department and the city of New Haven. Thank you. Item number five, contribution withdrawals, informational only. Frank Ascu Kaminsky, Joe Neth Santiago, Francesca Flores. Item number six, moving on, service-connected disability. Is there a need to go into executive session?
Yes, sir.
Okay, motion to go to executive session by Trustee Ribeiro.
Yes, I move we go into executive session.
A second. Who has seconded that?
Brooks.
Trustee
Commissioner Brooks.
Brooks.
Trustee Brooks.
Thank you. Motions were made, seconded, all in favor. Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Cannon, I'm an aye. We'll be going to executive session. In the room, we'll bring in the trustees and the attorney, Ijazat. That's it.
Invention.
I'm sorry, pension staff. Leanna, I think you're in control.
Yes, I'm work. Give me 1 second. I'll have that going for you guys.
Okay. Leanna, just bring both Taylors in
Okay, let
so we
me.
can see you on the board. I mean, on the
Yep.
screen.
I actually only think I see one Taylor on the
There's a
opposite.
Taylor, then there's a Taylor Cannon.
Yeah, that Taylor Cannon's not coming up on the options. Let me do this. If it doesn't work, I'll try it again. Taylor, you're on mute.
Thank you for your patience. We're now out of executive session. I'd like to just verify that the trustees are back in the general meeting. Trustee Brooks.
Yes.
Trustee Ribeiro.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, the matter relating to item number six, service-connected disability. Trustees, any thoughts?
Motion to approve.
Motion's been made to approve. Have a second?
Second.
Second.
Second's been made by Trustee Ribeiro. Put to vote. I'm sorry, any discussion on the matter amongst the trustees? Okay, a vote. Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee Cannon is an aye also. The matter passes. On to item number seven, survivor death after retirement. Moment of silence for Agatha Falcone. Thank you. Item number eight, payment of the bills.
So move, Mr. Chair.
Trustee Brooks, motions.
Second.
Second by Trustee McDermott. Any discussion? Okay, we'll move with the vote. Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro.
Aye.
Trustee Cannon's an aye also. And the bills passes. Item number nine, old business. Trustees, anyone with old business? Okay, we'll move past item number nine. Item number 10, new business. Trustees, any new business? Trustee Cannon would like to address the issue of the technology difficulties that we have today, and I'd like to see that we can rectify this in the future so that unfortunately our staff is not left without proper internet service to conduct this meeting. If Leanna can check with IT to make sure that they have this room prepped prior to our arrival.
I will surely reach out to them once again. Not a problem.
I appreciate it. I'll also let the mayor know when he gets back to town about this issue, and hopefully he can address it himself also. We'll go back to item number one. I believe we covered all the items. And this is going to be the investment report. We have a group presenting today that was brought in by our consultant, Dave Moran with Raymond James. Dave, I believe you'd like Chart National to go first.
Yeah.
You want to prep us on this?
Sure. So a little history. So Chart, we've been in business with their first fund. We've invested with
Hold on,
them.
Dave, excuse me. Can you guys hear him?
Yes.
Okay.
So back in very late 2019, in fact, it was funded in 2020, the board committed $5 million to Chart National One. They've done a very good job. And one of the most attractive parts of their fund is that we've already gotten back about a third of that money that was invested. So within the first 5 years, 4 years, we've gotten back about a third. And they're going to tell us a story today about the fact that we could get back 2 to 3 times the money of the total investment within the next 18 months. So, you know, went 5 years in, not only return of principal, but a return of money, maybe 2.5 to 3 times that. So they have a new fund coming out. They're going to talk about it today. It's very interesting. There's only three companies in the first fund, one of which is sold. And the same situation is going to be in this next fund. And just so we know, it's the summertime. We get a little bit cash strapped in the summertime, and the money comes in the fall. If we make a commitment to them today, they won't be taking this money anytime soon. They don't have a letter of intent to buy anybody right now. So it's going to take them probably another 4 to 6 to 7 months to invest this money. So all we're going to do is pay small management fee of about $100,000 per $5 million, and the rest of the money we're going to keep until they call it. So it's a good situation where we can get into the fund, get an early close, promise them some money and then not have to come up with it until we get a little bit better money in our coffers. So with that said, I'll bring them in. I told them to be as brief as possible. It's pretty cool stuff, the way what they do for a living with the defense industry. So a little more interesting than some of the stuff that we hear. So I'll bring them in, and then we'll excuse them. We'll talk about it. I'll go through my presentation very briefly, and hopefully we'll make a decision. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Good morning. We'll do 1, 2, 3, right? So we'll do 1, 2, 3. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for coming today. I'd like to just start this out that we were experiencing technical difficulties. So if you're speaking louder and clear, we're working off a audio through the phone system. So thank you.
Chris, you want to sit in?
Ladies, gentlemen, thank you for your time. We will make this brief. We appreciate your being an investor in our current fund, and we're here to talk about our next fund. Our fundraising goes well because the returns on the first fund are strong. And I'm going to pass it. My name is Chris Brady. I'm going to pass it over to Khalid Elmarsafi and Joe Boyle, who are my partners. Most importantly, as we do defense and intelligence, we know what you folks do for a living, and we thank you very much for your service.
Thank you.
Hold on 1 second, Cal. If you want to bring up the presentation, Leanna, if you could.
I will do that. Give me 1 second.
I could forward an email back to you quickly. Okay.
Where's the microphone that we're speaking to?
Right here.
Oh, right there. Okay.
Trustee Cannon, you mind if I move it over a little bit?
Go ahead.
Thank you. It's just the phone.
Yep.
Your name.
You ready?
Go.
Am I ready, Dave?
Yeah.
All right. Great. Thank you. And likewise, thank you for your service for the city and state and our country. I'm Khaled Elmarsafi. I'm a partner. I'm a 51% owner of the general partnership of the fund. And thank you for your investment in Fund One. We'll be covering some of the performance of Fund One of your investment. Hopefully you see that it's a lot of good news. We launched this fund during a difficult time during COVID. So it wasn't an easy time for us during this performance, but I think we came through with some pretty good performance. The name of the fund is Chart National LP. We're a private equity fund, and our investment focus is on U.S.-based companies that are active in our nation's defense sector, U.S. national security. The revenue and the sales numbers that our portfolio companies derive come primarily from that $1 trillion annual defense budget, U.S. government defense budget. So it's one of the largest customers and one of the largest budgets in the world. It's a great place for us to be, and it has been. As a policy at the fund, we do not engage with any companies that are in any offensive products or services. So no guns, no ammunition, no tanks, no aircrafts. Very briefly, your time is valuable. We'll make this quick. Chart National was launched in December 2019. We are managing $75 million at total assets under management. With that money, we acquired a portfolio of a majority interest, control interest in three companies in the U.S. Within those three companies, we made three additional add-on acquisitions. So we bought additional companies and tucked them into the three portfolio companies to grow them. And so far in the short 4.5 years of tenure that we've been doing this in Fund One, we successfully sold one company, our cybersecurity company. The strong cash flow of our portfolio companies that we bought and the exit proceeds, we're able to send you back cash. 30% of your commitment into Fund One was already sent back during the first 4.5 years. Where does that leave us now? We have two portfolio companies that we still own. We have met with bankers to go to market to sell those companies. So we have feedback from them on the current value of those companies. And so we will be engaging with the bankers in September, going to market in January, and selling those two companies next year, 2025, and therefore returning your capital and your profits to you in 2025. And that'll make us a 5.5 to 6 year total time fund, total turnaround. With that, all the capital is spent already in fund one. So we are launching our second fund. The second one is Chart National 2 LP. I am a minority. So it's a minority manager controlled fund. And we're targeting 150 million total assets under management. And it's going to be continuation of the same team from fund one to fund two. So nobody left the team that's done this performance in fund one, and we will continue to fund two. I think we'll flip to the second page. Chris Brady's name is at the top of the second page. So maybe I'll hand it back to him to cover some of the bios of some of the people that helped.
Without going through everyone's names, it's the same team, same advisory board, but just to show you the caliber. So what we do, we buy these small companies and we grow them aggressively. How do you do that in Washington, D.C.? We have really experienced people in D.C. that help us sit on our advisory board. And you'll see even more on the next page. Joe Wright ran the Office of Management and Budget. He's our chairman. He has taught us so much about contracting, because in Washington, well, you guys know contracting as well as anyone. There are contracts down there that money can't be stolen out of. They're long-term, and are they funded? So we focus very carefully on that. Joe is important on that one. Joe Anderson, General Anderson, now is head of U.S. Division of Rafael. They make the Iron Dome, which is an Israeli company that defeated all those drones that are coming in. Drones, folks, are such a big threat domestically and are changing the war in the Middle East and in Ukraine. And we're studying that very hard. Before becoming head of Rafael's drone business here in the U.S., Joe ran about six different divisions in the Army. He is an amazing man, and he should have been our Army chief of staff. But anyway, you'll see his name a lot. He sits on our boards. Very next page, these are the folks we go to with our little companies. Norty Schwartz, chief of staff of the Air Force. He helped us get into the Air Force with our cloud company, because the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter is a cloud platform. And Norty got us in there, got us a great assignment. Maroy Park, really interesting. Her whole career at the CIA. She was station chief in Moscow, then COO for 3 years. When she retired 4 years ago, she called Joe Wright and said, what do I do? So we put her on the board of our cloud company, because our cloud company works at the CIA, and she's been incredibly helpful. So these little companies would never think they could meet Norty Schwartz or Maroy Park. And that's where we kind of join Wall Street, Washington, and these little companies. Next page, please. So we have many of these folks. These are just some that are current.
Thanks, Chris.
Now,
This slide, we just wanted to give you an idea of this, the sandbox where we play. Where do we find these companies that we invest in? There's a lot of companies in the U.S. that serve national security. The U.S. government spends $6.5 trillion on the U.S. every year. Out of that $6.5 trillion, $1 trillion goes to defense spending. A lot of that goes to large prime contractors, some of the names like, you know, Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics. But a lot of that also gets subcontracted down to small companies. When you get down to the lower middle market subcontractors, there's about 30,000 plus companies in the U.S. that are considered lower middle market cap of about total value about $50 million. And they are profitable, they're growing, but they hit a glass ceiling of growing in Washington. They need help. And that's the area where we take a look to invest.
And I would add, you see DOD, Department of Defense, IC, Intelligence Community, and Department of Homeland Security. Those are our three clients. Yep. We know them extremely well.
Next slide, please, Dave. To narrow it down even further, this slide, once we get to that subset of 30,000 plus companies, lower middle market in the US. We focus on the left side of the slide. These are young entrepreneurs, American entrepreneurs that are helping protect our nation, that have built a great business, but cannot grow it beyond what they've built it. And that's what we love. We love going in and helping these young entrepreneurs grow their business. So it's a very simple structure. It's usually one founder as the shareholder, no bank debt, no private equity money, no venture capital money. They need help. So we look for ones that are in that size, 30 to 50 million of enterprise value. They are on, they're getting their revenue from long-term contracts with the U.S. government. So 5-year contracts, 100 million total value, 20 million every year, they're doing well. And this helps us protect your money. So we know when we buy a company, it's not going to go run out of cash the next year. These are cash flowing companies paying dividends, sending you money back for your investment. And then we partner with leadership. We tell them we're going to give you a little cash when we buy a control position in your company, but you're going to reinvest some of that cash to be our partner going forward. So we will own 70%, you'll own 30%, and we're going to grow you. And you're going to make a lot of money from that 30% because we're going to help you grow. And that's the entrepreneur dream, to get a little cash off the table, but also help grow your company, protect our nation, and serve.
I think this is where you get your value add in our fund, and you'll see we've created great value. These are mission critical contracts. We love, it's the fun part of this, studying what does special operators need? What does the CIA guy in Kenya need? Where Kenya's falling apart as we talk. Long-term funded contracts are those special missions, and they're profitable. This is where we play.
Yeah, it'll be tough to cut the budgets on our companies. They are essential services for the country. Next slide, please. The next slide is just a mosaic of names that are in our sector, funds that are in our sector. On the left side, there's not many managers like us that spend time on small companies. You know, you don't get rich onto these small companies. Most of them are on the right side. They have very large funds, and they use leverage and bank debt and acquire large companies and make more leveraged acquisitions to grow them and exit. So it's actually an advantage, because when we're talking to these companies and we're buying into these companies on very friendly terms, because we're one of the very few private equity that they're talking to. We build a plan together when we go in. And when we sell, we're actually selling them to the large companies that have even more capital than us to help them grow even further after we sell them. So it's a good environment when we're buying in, and a very strong environment when we're selling.
So if you go back to that page with the folks that we use to help our companies, we looked at spent a lot of time on an anti-drone company. We had the CIA, the NSA, Navy SEALs, and we had the Israeli Iron Dome people go out and look at this drone company. When we go to due diligence, they help us, but it also impresses the heck out of the CEO who started that company. So it works really well.
Thank you, Chris. And I think the next slide gets into a little snapshot of your investment in Fund One and how it's
performed. Oh, next page, please.
Yeah, next page.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Cal.
So as you're aware, your commitment came in the year 2021, $5 million committed. We did not draw down on the entire amount. We didn't have to. Our companies are cash flow positive, so we were able to use some of that cash actually to manage some of our expenses, as opposed to asking you for the expenses. And we even sent back some of that cash as dividends. So not only did we not ask for expenses, we sent you money instead. So the total contributions was 4.8. Our total distribution is back to you within 3 years was 1.5 million. And as I mentioned, we are selling the two remaining portfolio companies in 2025. And that number, the 11 million, is the value, although discounted, that the bankers told us the companies should get us. That's your pro rata value.
That's what we think will return
to you next year.
So, not a guarantee, but we've had 4 different bankers come through and look at the two remaining companies,
which are the 4 bankers that focus on this size and our sector. We're going to engage with one of them. What's not on the slide is the management management fees for this year, 2024. We did not ask for any management fees, so that we didn't ask for any wires, but we also sent back some dividends from the cash flow from our portfolio companies. So with those returns, this is a 2.5 to 3x return in 5.5 years.
So even though we're selling the companies next year, you have not paid us any management fees or expenses this year, and you will not next year.
Yep.
You'll see these companies are going strong. Yep. Next page.
I think we'll spend time on the two remaining companies.
I'll be very quick. This Sequoia, we work on the CIA's cloud. The CIA has, like, New Haven has many clouds, but they've got a secret and a super secret that are not on the internet. You can't get on them. They're inside the building in Langley. When we bought this, we had 30 computer programmers. We're now over 200. Look at the revenue line on the top. 2024 is done. These are long-term contracts. I mean, these are really critical missions that we're doing inside on the computers, on the cloud, finding a guy in Lebanon that we're desperately looking for, getting money to an agent again in Kenya. And it's God's work. It's really important stuff. The cash at year end this year, even though they're paying your management fee and your expenses, we're going to have $5.5 million cash. We're going to distribute that again. It's very, very profitable work. So this thing's growing like a weed. It did 2 acquisitions last year, and it's paying dividends. It's just something you want to keep forever, but that's not our job. Our job is to get them into CIA. We're now, so it's only CIA. We're CIA, NSA, and DOD now. This company is very valuable.
And cash on this company? So strong cash flow, paid down debt, paid dividends, and made a couple of accretive acquisitions. So we used the cash to also buy companies.
This is a dream Chart National deal.
Right. And so this company, management is on board. We are selling this company. Everything is signed off to go to market to sell this company, return your capital.
And the reason it'll be, so we buy them small and you don't pay a lot of money for them because they don't know what they have, unfortunately for them. Then we get it up to a size 50 million, anyone will buy it on critical mission. But what's really cool about this is this secret cloud that's offline works. It really works now. You guys ought to think about it for your secret stuff that you just want to share, but you know, there's no way the world will see it. The U.S. government's just given $40 billion to CIA, NSA, DOD to build more air-gapped, not on the internet clouds. This is the future. So this thing's going to go forever, and it's going to catch a good price next year.
Yeah.
Sorry, next. I get too excited about these things.
The second and only remaining company in the portfolio is called SNA International. Great company. It's a sciences company. Woman found. She's the top scientist in America for forensic science, especially DNA science. And science is for national security. It's using science to detect bullet fragmentations, human remains, wiretapping, weaponry on a drone, decomposing a drone, and look at the origins of the weaponry, where it came from, logistics, figuring out who the adversaries are. And this company, likewise, very strong cash flow, revenues grew, EBITDA grew, cash. We used $5 million of a term loan when we bought the company. We used cash to pay down the $5 million during the 3.5-year holding period, down to zero at the end of this year, and made dividend distribution. So our companies are solid companies, not high risk, but very rewarding because they have those long-term contracts with the U.S. government.
This company does DNA. So if a soldier, a kid on a motorcycle, dies at Fort Bragg, we have to identify it. When you join up, you spit on a piece of cardboard, they laminate it, that's your DNA. So we have to match any soldier. In Dover, we take in our Dover, Delaware, our Europe and Middle East dead. Nebraska, off at Air Force Base, we take U.S. dead. And out at Pearl Harbor, we bring in our Asian dead. But our real contract is we identify the MIAs. 80,000 yeah. MIAs in the world.
From past wars.
Since World War II. Yeah. 40,000 deep sea, we'll never find them.
That's the next slide.
Yeah, this is God's work.
Can I just chime in one second?
Yeah.
So Cal was interesting. He sent me a piece of information, which we didn't add to this because it's, you know, we don't have all day, but two soldiers from World War II, one of which was born in South Norwalk and one of which was born in Plainville, were recently found from the World War II stage. And one was found in Romania and one was found, I think, in Asia.
In Asia, yeah.
And so they brought this DNA back and had full military honors funerals for him within the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's that program. It's
going
amazing.
Back to 1940 and 1943. So it's really good. Those are Connecticut-based people. So
as far as Connecticut, we found 25 in total. So far from Connecticut, fallen from World War II, Vietnam, and Korea War.
We can identify these people from a fingernail. Yeah. And in places like Vietnam and Korea, that's pretty much all you got left. It's really
so. That's a really good point, Dave. Thank you for bringing it up, because there's still out there. There's a 1,045. Connecticut.
Next page.
Next page.
Very profitable, growing really well.
Yeah, but that is the next page. Yeah. Still 1,045 out there. They were out, SNA, internationals out there looking for them. And when this is the essential services saying the budget will not get cut, this work is not going to stop until we find the last soldier. There's historians out there studying history to see where the remains may be, archaeologists traveling to dig up the remains, and forensic scientists, DNA, working in the labs to identify it.
If you're interested, they take volunteers. You know, you can go to North Korea. They're very open in North Korea to us going there and digging. And China just opened up. President Biden got China to open up for us. So we've identified 25 from Connecticut, and there's another 1,045 from Connecticut still missing.
So thank you for your investment, because you helped us control this company and keep this contract going. Thank you. The last company is one that we have sold already, which is our cybersecurity company. This cybersecurity company, the government used, it's a services company. So the government would hire this company to intentionally hack the government, figure out where the vulnerabilities are in our infrastructure, and write an assessment report of how to fix it. So they could even say, try to hack this building, and advise us how to better protect it from being attacked by
cyber security. These guys can't get into cyber. Really scary.
We bought it. This was a short holding period. This was the last portfolio company we bought. We grew it, and it grew so fast that a large acquirer wanted to buy it as its anchor asset for cybersecurity. So it was a good return, 1.5x return in less than 3 years. And I think that's the end of our presentation. All that work was Fund One. We're looking forward to doing it again in Fund Two, continue to help grow these small businesses that are protecting our nation. And we'd love your support for Fund Two, or your continued support. We'd really appreciate it.
Great. We appreciate you guys coming and presenting pretty sentimental stuff as far as the work that some of these companies do here in the game.
Thank you.
Military. I have possibly a couple of military men here. So thank you on that presentation. The money is mostly what we're interested in, return on investment.
Yeah, right.
So a couple questions. I want to open up to we have two trustees that are on the Zoom call. I just want to see and verify that they're still with us.
Yeah, I'm here.
Trustee Brooks, Trustee Ribeiro?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. So based on the presentation, I'd like to open it up to any questions that the trustees may have. I'll let the two trustees on Zoom go first. So Trustee Brooks, any questions for this chart?
Thank you, Chairman Ken. Want to understand how do you define minority? That's number one. Number two, of the small businesses that you acquire, and help turn them around to become positive cash flow, how many of those entrepreneurs are persons of color, if you know?
Absolutely. If we could go to the very last page of the presentation.
In the appendix.
Yeah, in the appendix.
I'm the minority, but Chris is going to explain it.
No, go ahead, Cal. Cal's from Egypt.
In North Africa.
North Africa is considered minority status.
So, but, I mean, until recently, I was white there. And every federal survey, I had to check white, according to my lawyer. But
the standards, the Office of Management and Budget added a 12th designation, an official 12th designation just earlier this year to the federal ethnicity, race and ethnicity polls. So now every state has 12 to 18 months to adopt the federal designations. But the one they added was specifically Middle Eastern or North African, and Egypt is under that. So we have our council review that this we are a minority manager under this new designation by the executive branch, OMB.
Now, to the second question, an 8A is a business in Washington, D.C. that's either owned by a minority, a woman, a disabled vet, and they get very preferential treatment. But the big companies, General Dynamics, Lockheed, who we eventually sell these to, the second they buy an 8A managed company, they lose that status because it's now Lockheed. So we do not buy 8A companies particularly. However, in both Sequoia and in SNA, we have I believe it's a majority of women and Black Americans that are in Sequoia. Because think about it, highest security clearance in the land, working on one of the most complex computer systems in the world, the cloud, and they're really skilled people. They're a majority of our employee base at Sequoia. And if you want more information on that, I'm glad to provide it. Same at SNA. We have an amazing amount of women.
Minority owned, Amanda Sozer.
Well, it was minority owned by, it was majority owned by a woman, but now we are not that. You're right, Cal. I take it back. We bought a woman-owned business, but it's no
incredible.
And it's no longer because we're not.
We're the majority owner now.
Yeah.
Trustee Brooks?
Yes.
Any further questions?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Trustee Ribeiro?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Trustee McDermott?
I'm all set.
Trustee Cannon, hi. Your targeted assets under management, I believe, are $150,000 for this one?
Million. $150 million.
I'm sorry. Yeah. $150 million. Way off chart there. Where are you at this point right now with funding?
We will have our first close in July. We are probably going to come in around $60 million. Now, it's the reason it's there are two institutions are going to be percentages, 10% of $150 million. So, but they'll only put in 10% of the first close. So it'll be about $35 million. But if you were to do their full 10%, right, which they're committing to, it would be $60 million. So it's a very good first close, a large repeat of existing LPs.
It's 100% repeat of the existing LPs. And the first fund, $76 million, had $10 million of co-invest. So it's basically 100% of our last fund in the first close.
So how confident, how many closes, how confident are you with full rates?
Three closes. We'll have one at year end, and then we have till June of next year to, you know, full year from the first close to finish.
Any benefits of being in the first close as a commitment?
There's an interest expense if you wait.
So that means that we got a preferential investment status versus people that come in later. So the people that come in later in the third round will pay for the time that they've spent not to make that decision.
And that goes back to you, the interest.
And as far as capital,
it comes back to us as an LP.
Sure. As far as capital, the first close is a commitment, so it's not a drawdown of capital. And what we're expecting this year is the small management fee in July. That's the only sort of commitment.
On the new fund.
The new fund. That's the only thing that's going to be sort of drawn down. And that's typically about 1% of your commitment.
Okay. Does the ownership of Chart National, do you have any portion of this fund yourselves?
Yes.
2%.
We're minimum of 2%. And as we acquire portfolio companies, we put in more.
Any of the companies, whether it was Chart One or the Chart Two fund, any issues, litigation, anybody suing the companies?
Nothing else.
No, Sequoia, we sued Microsoft for stealing one of our computer programmers working on the cloud. It took him for $2 million, but we are not on the receiving end of any lawsuits at Chart or at our companies.
Okay, great.
And more to that, because we sold 6th Gen, and typically when you sell a company, there's an amount of money left in escrow based just in case there's any lawsuits or disagreements. Nothing there. Got 100% of the escrow back.
Great. Yeah, these are very, think about it, they're highly cleared. They could go into the White House and talk to the president about anything in all three companies. So they've been vetted by the government.
We're so regulated.
Understood. Thank you. Trustees, I'll double back. Any further questions?
Just your time outlook to get the second one from this point to where the first one is now. What's your time outlook on that? Did you say 5 years or?
We are, Chris Brady likes to use the term asset velocity. We do like to deploy the capital, buy the companies and start growing them and selling them. So instead of a typical private equity fund, 10-year time being 10 years, we'd like to do it again in 5 years, five and a half years. These are, again, cash flowing companies. We'll be paying dividends. We'll be buying one during the year. And returning capital from exit. So,
these companies are creating so much cash. We're returning it to you. It's your money, not theirs. And so, and that also applies to your commitment. We want to do 3X in 5 years if we can.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be that, five and a half to 6 years in fund one.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. I'm going to open it up to staff, Taylor, Cannon, or Leanna. Any questions on your end for this group?
No. Hi, this Taylor, is no, I don't have any questions at this time. Thank you for asking.
You got it. Okay. With that, I think we've wrapped up all our questions. I once again want to thank you for coming, taking the time to be with us today and to present. It was a very good presentation.
Thank you.
And once again, thank you.
No, thanks for your time. Thanks for your trust in us. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for being here in person. I know you came from three different states.
I'm in Connecticut, so I'm fine. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Yep. Thanks. Sounds good.
Okay, trustees, we'll move on to the last part of this meeting, which is item number one. And that is item 1B, and that would be Mr. Dave Moran with Raymond James. Dave, if you want to touch up on that presentation that we've just given, or do you want to?
Yeah, so my presentation is going to be brief. We can go to page 19, but while we're still talking about it, and now that gentlemen have left the room, they kind of reiterated what I was talking about. Listen, if I give somebody $100 and they give me back $200 in a year, it's about the same thing as giving them, $100 and giving me back $300 in 5 years. You know, you want your money back quicker than later. We just went through this with auditors talking about some of the legacy funds that came before Raymond James. And, we have some funds that are on, their 13th, 14th year. They have a 10-year contract. They're allowed to go 2+ with the contract, and then they can't sell the remaining asset. So that's these, sagas of 10, 12, 15 years. So when you do the math and you figure out what you made, per annum on these things, some of them are great. Some of them are home runs. You look at the right-hand side of this page right here, you can see in the long run, they're all, mostly double digits type of investments. But it attracts me to Chart in the fact that it's not only an interesting industry. Connecticut is very interested, intertwined with this. You got Lockheed Martin up there, Lawrence Sikorsky. You have Textron, which has historically been a Connecticut-based business. I think they're now Rhode Island. But if you go through that list, it's a big part of the industry in Connecticut. So I think it's something that's different. It's something that doesn't correlate with the rest of the stuff that we own. And it's pretty cool stuff. But again, what really attracts me, and hopefully it attracts the trustees, is the fact that we gave them $5 million. I thought it was 2020. It's actually 2021. And we could be looking at a full exit by next year with a 2.5 to 3 times multiple. So you put in five, you get back $12.5 to $15 million, which is a pretty good return on money. So if we make a commitment today. Again, we're planning a letter of intent or a contract with them, but we're not coming up with money now until probably 2025. So you're looking at about getting back everything we gave them plus some, and then committing a number that again is going to take them some time to get invested also. And hopefully by 5 years, we're getting back two to three times X on that. So I think it's a unique product. I am attracted to it. Ironically, you know, I'm not going to name names, but the company that they sold, which is Sixth Gen, of the three, they sold Sixth Gen. I learned about it after the fact. They sold that company to another one of my pension clients at Washington Harbor, which was on that list. I had no idea what was going on until it was done. No privy to it. But then when I was talking to that general partner, they said, well, we bought Sixth Gen from Chart. And I'm like, wow, that's a pretty concentrated business. There's not a lot of people in this business. You know, Chris's background is very oriented back to the government going back 30 years. So he's got a lot of ins there. Obviously, their staff are well-connected. So my recommendation is that we re-up with them. And the question is, you know, to the trustees, how much? I wrote some numbers down when I was looking at it. Our private equity investments have been weaning down over the years. We had a lot of vintage stuff that was, you know, 10 years ago. But we're getting lighter and lighter in that category. Right now, we're at 6.15%, and our range is 5 to 10% of the total fund. So there's room there to be allocated. And it might perfectly be timed with the fact that the ARC money and the money will be coming in towards the end of the year where we get more flush. We're pretty strapped right now. We take from managers to pay bills. But by the time they start calling some of this capital, we'll not only have the money to invest, but we'll be getting all that money back in 2025. So my opinion is that my recommendation is, as your consultant, to commit to fund two, and then it's open for discussion as to the dollar amount that you would be willing to do or not. It's the trustees' call.
Trustees, any comments for Dave or discussion about this matter? Trustee Ribeiro, Trustee Brooks.
Pat.
That doesn't sound like Trustee Brooks or Ribeiro.
No, Pat, this is Dr. Christy Samperi. Can I ask a question or am I not allowed to ask a question?
I believe this is just for the trustees at this moment, Doctor.
Okay.
No questions.
I have none at this time either.
Dave, forgive me if you already stated this. Where are you drawing this money from?
So right now, nowhere, because they're not going to make a call. The only thing that they're going to call is, you know, $10 million commitment would be a $100,000 call.
Right.
So it's just $100,000 when we make the commitment. Which, you know,
so this would be a commitment from the contributions that we're expecting in October from that money?
It would be from that money, and then trust me, Darby, I think by the time they start calling that money, we'll be getting back another, you know, $10 million from them.
From the initial investment, yeah. So taking that. And
so it's going to call, it's actually going to coincide. But I mean, it's rare. I mean, most of these other funds that we've committed to will commit sometimes to fund two when they're halfway through their investment period and still waiting for the distribution period, which can go up to 10 years. So this is a unique situation where we're kind of making a commitment, but we're going to be playing with the house's money by the time, you know, we actually have to fund this thing.
Right. My layman's terms right now, we're basically rolling our profit from the previous fund into this next fund.
Yeah, it would be rolling all of the profits. So $5 million hopefully turns into 12 and a half to 15. So I would say that we'd roll the profit of it into the next fund. You know, we got our five back, commit five, seven and a half, 10, get, you know, put the 10 in there. We'll have all of our money back and still be good for the five. And hopefully the way they're going, which, you know, I've kicked the tires on this a lot. There's just a lot of money out there in the defense budgets where they're just, I mean, it's not about finding targets and finding the money. It's just about picking which ones they want. It's a really concentrated business.
Let me ask the second part of this. So basically, because they're not starting the fund for a little further out, we're committed. If we commit to a $10 million, all we have to put up is $100,000 now?
Correct.
And then over the next year or so, we should receive the fund, first fund's profits.
Yeah. We already got about a third of it back. We should be getting the not only will we get the other two thirds of the money we went in there, we should be looking at, you know, $5 million turning into $12.5 to $15 million. So we should be getting back another $10+ million by next year. And they won't be calling the $10 million until they have something to do with it. A lot of these funds out there, you say, oh, we're gonna give you $20 million. They'll call it day one and have nothing to do with it. these guys, which is good, is that they're saying, we're not going to call and use your money until we have a target that we need the money to buy. So they're just going to say, we're going to charge you $100,000 as a management fee to go out there and start kicking the tires to do this. And they've been paying dividends back to the fund, so we really haven't paid them any fees in going on a year and a half. So it's a way of saying, hey, we're committed to you, but we're only going to give you X until you find the money back and find money, something to do with the money. And when you do, we'll commit to that then. And they're not going to probably draw the whole 10 then. They'll probably draw it as they need it. So, okay. So we're kind of playing with the house's money. I don't think it's really going to be a net negative for us as a fund.
Yeah, I saw that their average is 20 million. I wouldn't be comfortable with 20, but would 10 be worth?
No, 20 is too much. Because even if they, I think personally that they'll raise, from the conversation I've had with them, I think they'll raise the 150, but they're not going to raise $250 million. So, yeah, I'd be comfortable with being in that level of, these other big funds are saying no matter what you raise, we'll give you 10%. So if they raise $300 million, they're going to give them $30 million. The maximum I'd be comfortable with this fund would be a $10 million investment. We gave them five last time. It's worked out very well. I think $10 million would be a good investment on this fund's part. Also, because, again, we've got a lot of legacy funds that are distributing cash because that J curve at the end, they start giving money back to us. We need to get back to the funds that are starting out at day one so that we have that investment period and we're getting those flows. These have given back a lot of money to us over the years in distributions, but we need to keep that going because it doesn't correlate directly with the stock market and it gives us cash flow to pay benefits, over the years. You can see on that valuation total distribution column, that's the distributions over the last, say decade. And it's a big number over time. So they draw money down at first and then they start kicking it back to us, to our third party administrator custodian, and then we draw that money down to start paying benefits and anything else we need the money for.
Okay. Trustees on Zoom, Trustee Brooks, Trustee Rivero, any further commentary?
No, thank you very much for the presentation.
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Trustee McDermott.
Are we going to vote on this now?
It's a motion.
Yeah, I'll put up a motion to commit $10 million toward this fund for this particular raise.
A motion's been made by Trustee McDermott for $10 million to Trust Fund 2, Chart National LP 2. I have a second.
Before I give a second, can I clarify, was that 2 as number 2 or 10 as number 10?
10.
Okay. All right, second.
Motions were made and seconded. Open for discussion. Trustees, any discussion? With no discussion, we'll move up to the vote. Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Rivero.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
And Trustee Cannon is an aye. The motion passes.
Thank you. Leanna, can you go two pages farther up on this presentation? Okay, so I'm going to run through this end of May numbers. This is the long-only portion of the portfolio, again, excluding the alternatives because they're marked anywhere from 3 to 6 to 9 months after. So what I want to talk about today is that, what is today? The 27th of June. So we're not looking at much, right? We have a couple more days before, one more day after today for the fiscal year to end. So we're getting there. And then we book these numbers. All these numbers will be easily booked by probably the first week in July. And the rest of the alternatives will trickle in over the next, again, 3, 6, 9 months so that we have the final numbers for the auditors that go back to the actuaries and we see where we are the last rolling 2 years. As you can see from the fiscal year to date number, which is about halfway over to the right-hand side. Funds up double digits, 1057 versus a benchmark of 1033. June has been constructive. It's been a positive month. So that number should do nothing but go up. So listen, our 6.9% target on our discount rate, it will be 2 years in a row that we're in double digits. So it's been a good run here. I'm confident in the fact that we've done well because we've held to our guns with asset allocation. A lot of people have been talking about, hey, markets run too far, techs run too far, this has run too far. Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to stick to your allocation and let things go and play their way out. So you can see on the equity side of the portfolio, on the large cap side, things have been, doing very, very well. You can see that all of them, sites are up 20%, Aristotle up 17%, and Atlanta up 24% for the fiscal year to date. Never mind the 1 year numbers are great too. So that's just May to May. So hopefully by June to June, it's going to be great. So large cap as a group up 21%, mid cap below that as a group up 10.43%, small cap as a group up 12.41. Not a lot of outliers here. Everybody's fairly in line with their target. We have a couple that have done very well. A couple of that, if you look on the long-term side since inception, most of them have done well versus their index. You want to turn the page to the next one? Riverbridge on the very bottom of that page is brand new manager. So we'll see how they play out. So is WCM. The down 4.31% is just because they weren't invested fully in that first month. So they're only looking at a portfolio that had 80% cash and only a certain amount of stock. So that number will work its way out over the next year. You'll see WCM small cap in line with Russell a lot more. So it's skewed right there. International has been great fiscal year to date again. Everyone except for Exponents is in double digits. Alkion and WCM have both been brought in here in the last number of years, both of which have bounced back pretty strongly, which is good. Alkion's had a good run. They also had a good June so far from what I've talked to them about. Exponents is a fund of funds doing well, especially since inception. It's a minority-owned fund of funds. And you have MFS, which, again, is pretty much right in line. Down to fixed income. We all know fixed income has been a challenge as of late. The bond market in the last 30 days or 27 days, whatever it is, has done well. So rates have come back down. Rates coming down help fixed income managers. So again, we should see another positive month for bonds. And you can see Atlanta and Cincinnati are in the category with Serenitas with some significant outperformance. So has been a banner year for long-term bondholders over the last decade or so. You can see on the far right hand side, they're kind of breaking even. But again, it's part of our asset allocation. It takes some of the risk and volatility out of the overall portfolio when it comes to stocks. And then we have cash and alternatives above and beyond that in the next couple page. So we're getting pretty strapped with cash. We always are this time of year. We'll continue to take from managers as we need across the board. Stay within our asset allocation and doing that. And then hopefully by the time the ARC comes towards the end of the year, we'll build up our coffers again and pay benefits out of that. The nice thing is that we just took about $10 million out of our third-party administrator that holds all the alternatives because they've been sending cash out there through distribution. So we didn't have to touch the Northern Trust or the cash portfolios on our books in order to pay benefits. So it's been a good run. I think we're going to continue to have a good run the next 24 hours, 48 hours. And I think that we're going to print a good number for the fiscal year. July is a big meeting. So I'm going to make this one quick. I'm not going to get into any market commentary. You've heard me talk a lot in the last couple of weeks. July will be a longer meeting. And I'm not going to have any presentations, but my team's working on for both Police and Fire and Surf, our brand new asset allocation study, which is in-depth and long. And we won't go through every page of it, but it gives us an idea of what we're expecting out of these markets in each asset class over the next 7 and 10 years. So it's not just us on the back of a napkin saying, let's buy large cap growth. It's us saying which one of these assets to each asset class is going to do what we think it's going to do over the next 7 to 10 to 20 years. And then we build our allocation around that so that on the efficient frontier that we build it so that we're taking the least amount of risk to get the most amount of return. Not trying to make 40%, but we're not trying to lose 40% either. We're trying to get to that 6.9% as efficiently as possible with the least amount of risk. So you'll see that presentation with that. We're also working on our investment policy statement, make sure that's all queued up and cleaned up and ready to go going for the next fiscal year. So that'll be in the July meeting. So with that said, again, I'll answer any other questions about Chart. I think that's a good decision and I think it'll work out well. I'm looking forward to getting that money back and using it to fund them and other investments.
Trustees, any questions for Dave Moran?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd like to know if this material that you're going to present in July, is it possible that we could have it more than a week from our from our meeting? I'd like some time to kind of go through the material so that when you're making a presentation, it's not.
Absolutely.
Trustee Brooks, I agree with you. I believe Trustee McDermott and I are both shaking our head. That's a very good point, David. If it's possible to get at least half of the information in advance, we can get started on reviewing it. I know that you're working hard on a large presentation next week, but great point by Trustee Brooks. It's hard. We're all busy. I know everyone here, including the staff, is busy with other obligations. So to go through a rather lengthy information packet, it's not the easiest thing to get done in 2 days.
Oh yeah,
so,
listen,
great point, Trustee Brooks. Thank you. Any other questions from the trustees for Dave? Trustee Ribeiro?
No, sir, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, great. Trustee McDermott?
All set.
And I am all set. Dave, thank you for your work on all this. And I'm sure we're all looking forward to a long presentation next meeting, July.
No, it's not going to be that long.
Okay.
It'll be good news, I hope. And thank you very much for sitting through that today, and appreciate your business as always.
You got it. Thank you. All right. I believe that is all the items other than item number 11. Call for an adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. I believe there will be no discussion on that matter, other than I appreciate everybody being here and enduring through the technical difficulties. I once again want to thank Taylor and Leanna for getting us through it. Taylor is on the ground here with us, and we're watching her jump around and make this happen, so I do appreciate it. So I'm not going to ask for a round of applause, but that would probably make her a little bit embarrassed.
Pat, is it possible if I could ask a question?
Sorry. I apologize.
Point of order. We're in the middle of a motion.
Yes.
We haven't called a question. So we'd have to rescind the motion to allow her to ask the question and then go back to the motion.
I'll rescind my motion. I'm not trying to cut anybody out.
I'll withdraw my second. And the second's been rescinded, so I apologize. This is Dr. Christy Sampieri with a question. Go ahead, doctor.
First, thank you. So, Dave, this question is for you. On Chart National, I did hear that they stated that there was a 1% management fee. My question to that is, does it also charge a performance fee?
Yes, they're 1 in 20. Yep, just like the rest of our private equity investments for the most part. So they get 20% of any profit that comes out, which again is net of the numbers that we've seen so far.
Okay, yep. that was, thank you.
Yep.
Dr. Sampieri, is there any other questions?
No, thank you.
Okay, we're going to move forward to item number 11, motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made. Motion's been seconded. No discussion or any discussion. With no discussion, Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro.
Aye.
Trustee Cannon's an aye. Thank you again.
Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.